Okay, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we're going to be doing a fascinating piece from the Nesiva Shalom in page Kuf Samach He of Sefer Bereshis on the pasuk in this week's parsha. Ekev Asher Shama Avram B'Kali Vayishmar Mishmarti Mitzvosai Chukosai V'Sorosoda. The Kodesh Baruch Hu lauds Avram Avinu that he kept all of Avram Avinu kept all of the mitzvos. V'amar Chazal al ze. Chazal say, Kiyem Avram Avinu kol haTorah kula. On the bottom of Kuf Samach Aleph. Kuf Samach Hei, excuse me. Avram Avinu was Mekayem kol haTorah kula. V'yesh leva'er. Lama rak ba'Avram, Matzinu inyan ze mefurish b'Torah. The Pasuk makes mention of Avram Avinu keeping HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chok and Torah. But it's not mentioned in regards to other avos. Similarly, yesh lahavin madua rak etzel Avram hayu inyan hanisyonos. Fascinating question. Why is it that Avram Avinu we see is challenged with nisyonos? Ukamram, as we all know, asara nisyonos nisnas Avram Avinu v'amad bikulam. That Avram Avinu was tested 10 times. Vilu etzel Yitzchak v'Yakov v'matzinu shenisnasnu. We don't see that they were tested. So two questions so far. Question number one, why does the Pasuk emphasize particularly Avram Avinu keeping the Torah, not Yitzchak and Yaakov? Question number two is why is it that the Nisyonos are particularly Avram's and not others? We don't find Nisyonos by others. Od Matzinu, Shinizkor b'miyuchad etzel Avram madrugoso agvoa kimuva b'Rashi, that Rashi quotes Chazal, that Avram Avinu was so holy, we might not be on that madrega. It might not be even something that we're supposed to focus on. But he didn't notice how pretty his wife was. Hine no yadati ki eishes yifar yifei mara'ot, shad achshav lo hikar ba mitoch tzniyus shebishneyem. V'kol ze taima boi, lama eitz l'Avram nisparish kol zos. Why is the emphasis, particularly when it comes to Avram, as opposed to Yitzchak and Yaakov? There's a particular emphasis over here when it comes to Avram Avinu. And what the Rebbe says is something quite fascinating. Quite a fascinating teretz. V'hine yisei b'zor HaKadosh. Ba'odem muskur lahalon b'parsha inyin ha-be'eros ustimasam al yidei ha-plishtim. We've been talking about how Chassidus uses different events in the Torah in a way that a standard Musar approach wouldn't necessarily. And the Be'eros are an example of that. In this week's parsha, we have the story that Yitzchak dug wells, and those wells had been dug by Avram. The Plishtim had covered them up. Yitzchak digs them again. Plishtim cover up again. That's the parsha. In Chassidus, those Be'eros, those wells, represent something extremely profound. Da Avram, continuing on the third line in the last paragraph on Kuf Samach Hei, Da Avram karlo lahay bira begin di iu olif l'kol b'nei alma di afluchon l'kodesh baruch hu. These wells represent the digging of emuna. We're not yet going to deal with the questions yet. First, we're going to set a thesis. The thesis is that Avram Avinu's wells are the emuna and the gadlus of Avram Avinu's midos. The digging of the Be'eros represents his development, his personal development, as well as his development for the entire world. Last week we spoke about that Avram Avinu becomes a model for all of humanity in Chassidus. His perfection in certain things becomes not necessarily a practical model, but a fundamental model. Shavram gila v'hashpa manasa Hashem ba'olam idea be'ero shechafar. V'achar kach kashemes Avram shebo aplishtim lavod avodizara u'bas sasmu asa be'ero shel emuna. So the Avram Avinu had dug the well of emuna, but the plishtim filled it up because they served idol worship. V'yashav Yitzchak v'yachbar es be'ero samayim. And Yitzchak returned, and he digs the wells again. Sheshav Yitzchak v'hischil lamed ba'olam emunasa yisbaruch sheish baruch kol lamed. Now here, we're going to develop a nuance. first glance, Avram and Yitzchak are doing the same thing. The Rebbe is going to explain that when it comes to Avram's digging and Yitzchak's digging, they're entirely different things. He first points out that Yaakov doesn't dig wells. V'roi levar, madua rak etzal Avram v'Yitzchak matzin shechofru be'eras v'ashpia munis ba'olam. Going over to Kuf Samach Vav. V'ilu etzal Yaakov lo matzinu shechofar be'eras. We don't see it by Yaakov. V'chein madua saber shechofar Avram sotmum pelishnim v'lo saber shechofar Yitzchak. And another fascinating piece. Avram Avinu's wells were closed up, but not Yitzchak. Achein aber bazeh. And here the Rebbe begins his fascinating chiddush. Da habeeros shel ha'avos hakdoshim hayu lashpia al yodim kol echad al yidei midaso v'kodesh. That we saw last week from the Sfas Emes as well. Each one of the avos, they represent idealistic midas. Again, contrasting to Derech HaMusar, that each one has his struggles that we learn from. No, Avram is the ideal archetype of chesed. Yitzchak is the archetype of gvura. Kol echad me'avos alidei midas ha'kdosh. Ha'be'eru shel Avram, ha'yinyin hashpaso midaso shel Avram avinu midas ha'chesed v'ahava. So chesed, of course, is connected to ahava. You give to someone because you love them. There are people who have such avas yisrael that do chesed to everyone because they love them without even knowing them. Avram Avinu's mida is ava and chesed. And here the Rebbe begins his chiddush. Va'al yodeh hifitz elikusa yisbarach ba'olam. Ubeirusav shel Yitzchak kayla hafitz elikim ba'olam alidei midas hagvura va'ayira. Yitzchak, of course, he doesn't talk very much. Yitzchak doesn't do very much for the outside world at first glance. Yitzchak represents inner strength, al pi kabbalah. So Avram is chesed, Yitzchak is gvura. V'lekachlo hutzroch Yaakov lachbar beres chadashim. Yaakov didn't need to dig new wells. Of course, the wells here are all symbolic. Ki hu haya kolo shel shtei amidos chesed v'gvura, shemidaso tferes. This is very important for you to know. Avram is chesed, Yitzchak is gvura, and Yaakov Avinu is tferes. Tferes is the synthesis of chesed and gvura. So then you don't need to dig those wells. Those wells have already been dug. Put into the world was already chesed. Put into the world was already gvura. But we haven't explained why Yitzchak's wells weren't filled up and Avram Avinu's wells were filled up. And here comes the Rebbe's chiddush. This is one of the biggest chiddushim in the Siva Shalom. Val pizem avur. Go to the next paragraph. He quotes his grandfather. The process that a Jew puts in work and he toils in Yira, in other words, having Yira Shemayim, having a sense that there is chatayim that I just don't want to come close to. On that work, harekayim l'oilam, v'lo yishayach bo shum bitul. You can never be mevatel that. Yira is something that well can never be filled up. That can never be covered up. Ve'ein l'sitra acher. L'sitra acher is like the Yetzahara, the Yetzahara of the whole world. Ve'ein l'sitra acher shum shlita alinyin zeh. The sitra acher cannot pervert Yira. V'lachein rak bebe rosa shel Avram Avinu shayim midas ha'ava ba shayich inyin nefilas la'avos ra'os. But when it comes to Ava, so there you can't turn Yira and pervert it entirely. It could be misguided at times, but it can't be perverted. Ava can. Sholtu bahem plishtim on that. The Plishtim ruled. Vayimalu afar. Aval abora shayim imidaso shel Yitzchak shimidas hayira hakrucha biyegia rabba. What's harder to do? To fight against the tide of the Yetzer Hara or to be a giving person? So the Siva Shalom claims that it's hard to fight against the tide of the Yetzer Hara. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you by nature an open and warm person, that's more natural. And therefore, the Sitra Acher can still pervert Ava and Chesed. But Gvura, that the Sitra Acher can pervert. And therefore, the Be'eros of Yitzchak could never have been filled up again, could never be undone by the Plishtim. But Avram Avinu's can. Hare, about seven lines from the bottom, first word in line is Rabbah. Hare mishum kach hi chaya v'kayem es la'olam v'lo shayach bo shum stima. Yiras Hashem can't be covered up. V'av shem yidaso shal Avram Avinu hi amid advo v'yosef. Don't get me wrong. What's a higher madrega? Ava is a higher madrega than Yira. But at the same time, paradoxically, we have a dialectic over here. The dialectic is that on the one hand, Ava, like we know, Ava Hashem is greater than Yira Hashem. But at the same time, Ava, if it's not done correctly, can be perverted. Yira cannot. V'ashem yidasa shal Avram Avinu hi amida advor b'yosef amadruga ha'lyona b'teri Ava Hashem. At the end of the day, we don't conclude the first bracha of Shemona Esrei, Magen Yitzchak or Magen Yaakov. It's Magen Avram. And therefore, Avram is the highest. Mikol Makom, the Midah Zu Shaykh Nefilos, Shenofa La'avos Roz. It's possible for the Ava to be distorted. V'lekein tzarech lahaktim yir la'ava. And that's why a person can't start with just Ava. Yiras Hashem has to come first. Lamrot she'ava yimida yoser gevoah, even though Avas Hashem, one actually connects to God, as opposed to recognizing the awesomeness of God, Ava is much greater because a person creates that bond. Ukedisa v'akdama b'zayir HaKadosh b'kduma kadama do Yiras Hashem. Nevertheless, what Yiras Hashem has to come first. And we said that this morning. Right after we said, Modani lefanecha melchai v'kayim shechzarta binish masi b'chemel rabba m'muna secha, reishis chachma, a requisite of chachma. It doesn't say avas Hashem. Reishis chachma yiras Hashem. Shezuhi reishis avodas Hashem. At the end of the day, if a person starts just with ava, obviously there are many, many intonations and many, many different messages behind this. If a person starts just with Ava, then ultimately that could be distorted. Shekodim kol tzarech Yehudi lahaschil biyogia pshuta Yitzchak's midah of gevura, of strength. Biyur Hashem, ki yur Hashem tohira medes la'ad ve'ein bar nefilos. Now this is a very, very, very important message, and each one of you, I'm sure, could take it, if you're thinking, could take it in a manner that is relevant in your particular lives. And that is, a person who comes and wants to give, that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. A person who wants to connect to God, that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. But at the end of the day, if we don't have the appropriate setting, the appropriate boundaries, the appropriate guide, the appropriate yira that creates the appropriate context, then ultimately sometimes that ava could end up in a place that's misplaced. The most jarring example of that in the Torah HaKadosha is that the Torah describes in Sefer Vayikra, Arayos as Chesed. Chesed who? Which is one of the strangest, strangest things. That sexual immorality to describe, be described as Chesed? And the answer is yes. That if a person wants, there is a place for a person to give, and there's a place for a person to have Gevurah, not to give. Where that line is drawn, how one utilizes this yisod, every instance is different, but the message is extremely profound and extremely important. And that is, Ava as unburdened could also become entirely distorted. We gave an example of that, probably the world's most scary example a few weeks ago, and that is that communism... When I was speaking in front of older people, I said communism killed 10, 20 million people. An adult there who was well-versed said, who was it? Right, he said more. He said maybe over 100 million people. Communism starts from a place of giving. But at the end of the day, if it's not based on something that's rooted in a reality that's balanced, by the Gvura of Yira, then Chas v'Chalila, some of mankind's greatest ideas could be distorted. And that's why even there's a time that's appropriate for a person to draw a boundary. If there is a girl who needs help, so then in such a case, there are times that there's a right way to do it. But halacha tells us the way in which is appropriate and the way which is not appropriate. So on the one hand, the highest madrega is ava. But the first step has to be with yira. And the same, of course, applies in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end of the day, if a person doesn't have the context of the way in which he's going to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then, which is the midah of Gevura, then ultimately the Ava can be distorted, misunderstood, and not actualized in its appropriate way. So Gevura, one way of understanding is Gevura gives you the appropriate derech of how to funnel and channel Ava in its appropriate way. Now this goes back to your original questions. Ulefizeh. Mavuar madua lo matzinu etzel Yitzchak avinu shenisnasa b'nisyonos. Now we understand why Yitzchak didn't need nisyonos. Mishum shekol inyan nisyonos shayach rak l'midas ava. The Rebbe takes his kiddush a step further, and he says, when do we need to create nisyonos, to create the appropriate boundaries? That's in regards to midas avram avinu. That's the midah of chesed and ava. Mishum shekol inyan nisyonos shayach rak l'midas ava. Wow, look at the Rebbe's beautiful formulation. We're three lines into the last paragraph. Litzarfa, here are some new words. Let me translate them with you. Litzarfa means to forge them. Bikur hanisayon, in the oven. Kur is a, like you forge metal in a hot oven. So litzarfa means to forge them. Bikur hanisayon, im tachzik mamad. In order that the ava should last and should be meaningful. A great example of that the Rebbe, I think, is making reference to, is you could have somebody that goes to a Friday night davening, and so they feel very, very spiritual. They have a spiritual experience. And then that comes, and then it goes. You have that experience, then it elapses. What Gvura does is something else. Gvura, a person works on themselves, so that experience that they have becomes part of them. They internalize that experience so that that experience becomes part of their personality. That's what Gevura does. It takes the Ava and it forges the Ava. It's to last with the Midas HaYira. Yes, there was a question here.
Yeah, we keep on saying like you have to use Gvura in order to strengthen your Yerushalayim and strengthen your Avas. Hashem, like, how do you get that intrinsic value of Gvura? How do you like acquire that?
How does one work on Gvura? So let's just define what Gvura is, and then I've got to go catch the bus. Gvura is a person's ability to be able to funnel the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given them in the right way, as opposed to using it the wrong way. That's what Gvura is. So Gvura could also mean being omen b'nisayon. Gvura is also the strength to be able to apply things in a way that's productive.
Why can't you reverse though? Like, why can't you have each person?
But I think the explanation is as follows. I think what the Rebbe is saying is that what happens is, if the Gvura is not done properly, so then it won't be affected. It won't be effective. But if Ava is not done properly, then Ava could actually be destructive. That was the example that we gave from communism. So you could have a Gevura where a person works on himself in Gevura, and that Gevura is not effective. But it's not going to have the same level of distortion that Ava will have. That's the fascinating Chiddush he's bringing out. So therefore, Avram Avinu, let's just finish the punchline. So Avram Avinu needs all of these things to make sure his Midah Ava is going in the right direction. So he needs Torah to make sure that his Ava is going in the right direction. Yitzchak, the Rebbe, is Mechadish, doesn't need that same type of thing. But of course, Ava is a greater Madrega. And that we've touched on in the past. At the end of the day, Avodas Hashem is not about fighting the Yetzirah. Avodas Hashem is about elevating us ourselves up to be a Mamlech Eskonim, to Goy Kadosh. I'll continue discussing with you guys Mirtz Hashem tomorrow in the Beis Medrash. I apologize, the slot they gave me was right before I leave. It's my pleasure to walk through.